Hey everyone, welcome to the Within Her Soul podcast. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Sydney, and we are two Jesus-loving women who have a lot to say about living as Christians in this modern day world.
We deep dive into tough to talk about topics that we know you're battling with. We expose all things relationships, soul care, sex, healing from your past, and more.
We give practical advice in these areas, but also share comedic stories of our own lessons learned and normalize what being a Christian woman in today's society is really like.
So buckle up, friend. It's going to get real, real quick.
Welcome back to the Within Her Soul podcast. We are so excited you're back with us this week. And we are super pumped about this conversation because it's actually quite different for both me and Sid. We discussed online dating because, you know, Sid got her happily ever after. I certainly did not. I have had horror stories on horror stories with online dating. And that's not to say that online dating is bad, because people like Sid, even my best friend, like they've met their husbands off of online dating. And I just think online dating can be such a great tool, but it's definitely who is using that tool and how you're using it. And so we're really excited to kind of go into this conversation and just talk about what does it look like as a Christian and to online date. Is it good? Is it bad? Is there right ways? Is there wrong ways? And there absolutely is. And so super pumped. Sid's going to share us her little love story with her experience with doing online dating. And of course, I'll share some of my experiences as well. But yeah, let's dive in. This is going to be fun.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. I really don't feel like I've shared this story at all on our podcast so far that I can remember. But yeah, so my husband and I have been married a little over 2 years at the time of recording this podcast. And we met on Tinder. And I literally never thought I would meet my husband on Tinder. If you could have asked my like early 20s self, I would have told you that I was going to meet my husband at church or at a small group or something of that nature. Honestly, like I think for the longest time, I thought that I was going to marry like a pastor or someone in ministry. Like I just had this whole thing planned out. Right. And it's so funny. It's like, what's the saying? Like when we make plans, God laughs. It's like, that's not how it was at all. But so yeah, just like a little bit about our story. So I would constantly go back and forth with like downloading the dating apps and then deleting them, because I kept questioning, you know, I'm wondering like, am I messing with God's will by using apps? Like, because I always thought that I would meet someone in person at a small group or, you know, the 20 somethings at church or something like that. I thought, you know, Lord, am I messing, like, am I intervening by getting on an app and trying to meet someone, if that makes sense. And so I would constantly question it. And I'd constantly get the apps and then delete them and get them and delete them. And so finally, one day I was just praying. I was like, Lord, you know, like I'm involved in as many things as I can think of being involved in. Like I'm involved in the 20 somethings at church. I'm serving at church, like with the students around other people, you know, other guys my age and stuff like that. I'm going out on the weekends with my girlfriends, like, you know, and I'm doing all the things to like put myself in the right places where I could meet someone, and it's just not happening. And it's been like several years now. So like, Lord, is it okay if I get on these dating apps? Like, Lord, I need you to give me complete peace and help me to stop second guessing this, if this is something that like you have for me or is okay for me to do. And in that moment, like I remember I was sitting on my back porch at my previous house, and I just remember having this complete peace about it. And I specifically remember the Lord telling me, because I've grown businesses on social media in the past, and I specifically remember him telling me just through my spirit, Sydney, if I can use social media to build you a business, I can bring you a husband through social media. And, you know, and I'm not sharing that to say that you as the listener are supposed to meet your husband on social media, you know, dating apps, whatever, like, but that's just what the Lord spoke to me in that moment and what I felt was so strong in my spirit. And so I was like, wow, that's so true. Like, you know, God gives us different tools in this day and age, and he works differently than he always has. Like, so just because I'm using a dating app to meet someone doesn't mean that I'm intervening. So God is literally the one that gave the people who made the apps the brains to make the apps, you know? So it doesn't mean that just because I'm utilizing a tool that I'm necessarily intervening in God's plan, if that makes sense. However, and we'll talk about this more in a little bit, but like, I do completely believe that you have to, in all things in life, like be reliant on the Lord and ask him if that's something that he wants for you specifically, because your story is not Sydney's story. Your story is not Jordan's story. Your story is not anyone else's story. And just because someone met their husband on a dating app, or, you know, met their boyfriend or fiance, whatever, on a dating app, doesn't mean that you're supposed to. And just because someone else meets their husband or their fiance or whatever at church or at a small group or out and about, doesn't mean that that's going to be that way for you. Like, you could be supposed to meet your guy on a dating app. And so at the end of the day, like, it just comes down to the scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall make your path straight. So it's like, we've got to completely rely on him, and he'll show you if it's right for you or not.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, so we met on Tinder. Oh, rewind a little bit. So that day that I like just felt peace about that, I ended up downloading the dating apps again. Or maybe like one dating app, I think it was Tinder that we met on.
Which really makes me laugh so hard, because out of all the apps to download for the very first time, Tinder ain't it.
Right? I remember, so back when we met, like the only ones that were like really popular were Tinder and Bumble. And Bumble, you had to message the guy first, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I remember... Like, I remember there being this stigma, and like after, like when we were dating and people would ask how we met, I was like, we met on Tinder, but like, I promise we were on it for the right reasons. Like we literally were.
Yeah.
And we actually have several other like couples that we're friends with that met, that are married, that met on Tinder as well. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, so it's not like they're not all bad, you know, or it's not all just for hookups or whatever. So anyway, a few days after having that conversation with the Lord, I literally met John on Tinder, and I'm not saying this to like toot my horn or anything like that, because like y'all, there's so many parts of my relationship with the Lord that I'm not this way, but I think because I was so committed to praying for my future husband for so long that like once we met, from the second, like every conversation we had, I was constantly praying and like journaling to the Lord, and every single date we went on, like I was praying through the whole thing. And so I really knew that it was from the Lord because of that, because of my relationship with him and the closeness with him. And I really think because of that, like the Lord made our relationship so smooth from the beginning. Like I never had to kick down any doors. And it's not to say that you're not going to have, you know, some hiccups every here and there, because I mean, like, look at Jordan and Corey, like they've been through, but now they've come back stronger than ever and they're engaged. Yeah. So like things do happen, you know, but all I can say is like, I knew that the Lord was in it because I kept praying for red flags. I was like, Lord, please bring up some red flags if like this isn't right, because it almost seems too good to be true. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just kept pressing into it. And I'll just share this one last little like tidbit of our story before we move on to like some practical, applicable tips for you for online dating. But funny fact. So this is like another way that I kind of just knew, okay, like, this is different is, you know, I was always, I say raised, but like growing up, you know, as a teenage girl, I was always like taught from my peers that you're supposed to play hard to get, right? So like, I would always play hard to get with guys. And I just thought that's what you were supposed to do. And so I remember the first time that John and I went out and we were like texting afterwards or something. And he said something about like, well, the next time we hang out, we can do blah, 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 blah. And I remember responding and being like, oh, so does that mean that you're wanting to see me again? Wink face, you know, trying to play that little hard to get game. And he was not about it. Like he responded and he was like, unless you don't want to, ? Like he was not about to feed into that. And I was like, oh, wait, like I don't have to do this. Like I don't have to play hard to get. And it was just so nice. Like I said, so peaceful. And like, I didn't have to kick down any doors. We were open with each other. Like we had great communication and we both always wanted to see each other. It wasn't like, I never had to sit back and be like, I wonder when he's going to call me. I wonder when he's going to text me. I wonder when he's going to ask to hang out again. Like it was just a very mutual thing. And I truly just believe that it's because I was praying over it. And so like the Lord was in it, you know? So,
yeah. Well, and it's so, this whole topic on online dating, I think it really is a hit or miss. And I just want to be really open with this because it's not just about you having the right intentions, but it's finding someone else that also has the right intentions and then you guys matching. Because you will have, you could say, oh, I do have the right intentions, yet have a terrible experience. And that's because you're just matching with people who don't have the right intentions. And so it is, it's literally this swiping game and seeing if you swipe with someone who has the right intentions with you. And so I think that's why too is said, like, she met a man who had the right intentions. He didn't need to play games with her, and he certainly didn't want her playing games with him. Therefore, their intentions aligned and they actually were able to grow something beautiful. So I definitely feel like when you kind of look at it in that perspective, where, and we're going to get into tips on this, but it's all about just finding someone who wants the same things as you and they mean it, and they're not just playing games and they're not just looking for hookups, because it is so easy for those apps to encourage that. Where it's like, it doesn't matter if you find your husband, but go have a good time. Like, go on dates. This is your time to be single and living it up and, you know, all that. Oh my gosh, I literally have said all of those things. That was like some godly conviction just now. He's like, you've done that. But yeah, I definitely feel like there is that stigma around online dating that it has to be that way. And it doesn't. Like, just like you said, you know, you didn't have to play games and it was actually really simple. So kind of to go into my experience with online dating. Yeah, I did not find my husband on online dating. I definitely almost thought I did. And I told everyone about it. I was like, he's the one. And if I'm being really honest with you guys, the reason why I thought he was the one, it like hurts my heart to even think that anyone else is the one for me other than Corey now. Cause like, obviously that's who I'm getting married to. And I chuckle now at thinking this guy was, but it happens. This guy told me all the things that I knew my heart desired from somebody. And I remember he said them so fast. He said them so just so sweetly. Like, it was poetic. Like, it was like one of those moments where I was like, wow, God heard me. He knew exactly what I wanted. And so I want to be really honest with you ladies on here that your feelings are valid when you do think someone is everything and you've met them off an app and you're so excited and you're like, this could be the time where it finally works out for me. Like, I'm finally going to find someone who loves me for me. Like, I know those feelings so deeply and I know how hard it is whenever it doesn't work out. And that's kind of what led me off of dating apps. And so Sid, it's kind of funny because you were talking about how you were like, should I do it? Should I do it? Should I get on dating apps? I was saying, should I get off? Should I get off? Should I get off? Should I get off? Because I definitely did not have a good experience on dating apps. I was hooking up, sleeping around. I had no self-worth. The guys would just be like, sure, let's hang out. And instead of like courting me and like taking me out, we would just meet up at my house or meet up at his house or go meet up at a bar. Like, it was just so unintentional and just selfish and like, I just can't explain the type of dating that I was going, like, I was just not dating well at all. And I share that with you to hope that maybe you guys relate to this because there is such a better way to date and we'll go into that. But it is really interesting because I actually told the Lord, okay, I'm done. I'm getting off dating apps. And it's funny because I was actually leaving for Miami and I told myself, I said, I am not going to use dating apps because in my head, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get a dating app and go to Miami and swipe with people out there because I was like, my pool has been tapped here. Like, so stupid. I would not even want to find my husband in Miami because that would be hard. Like, why would I want to try and find a long distance husband? Who knows? But in my mind back then, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to delete all my dating apps. I'm done. I don't want to entertain that anymore. So I deleted all my dating apps and y'all, I literally met Corey 2 weeks after I got back from Miami. No, it was that same week. I got home from Miami and I mean, he was my massage therapist. So we had already talked for a long time, but that was where we first kind of like, I actually had the feeling in my heart, like I actually kind of like this guy from our conversations that we had had. And so it just shows you that sometimes the Lord just wants you to listen to him. Like, if you're having those feelings of like, should I get off or should I get on or what should I do? Just listen to God. He's guiding you and he gives you that spiritual discernment. And so sometimes God's just waiting for you to obey. And so I obeyed and I was like, I'm off. I'm ready just to deep dive into the Lord, figure out what I'm doing and who I am. And I just kind of shut out this feeling of like needing to be loved because I was just chasing that for all the wrong reasons. I literally met Corey that same month. And so it's just kind of funny. It's funny how the Lord works, but I think at the end of the day, he just wants you to obey and he'll align everything in your path. And so before we go into tips, I just wanted to kind of show you that you might be Sid and you might be me. You know, you don't know exactly where you might sit, but online dating isn't the problem. It's not the dating aspect. It's who are you in this story? You know, are you dating intentionally? Are you praying with God saying, Lord, I'm ready for whatever you want for me. I want to make sure that I'm doing this correct. I want to do this right by you. Or are you Jordan in this story that's like, I just want a man fulfilled to fulfill the voids in my heart. I'm swiping because they're hot and I want someone to please me. I want someone to validate me. I want someone to fill, you know, the voids that I have for my past, like whatever it is. And obviously me and Sid, like I'm not saying Sid's perfect and I'm not like, we all go through our things, but it is a perfect example how online dating can be done in the right way. And you also don't have to use online dating to find your spouse. So we have tips for you guys of just how to use online dating. How do you, if you do want to online date, how can you do this well? And I think this is super helpful for any of you that have written off online dating. If you feel led to kind of go back and try again, I think there's hope there. I really do.
Yeah, I completely agree. The first tip that we have is be right with the Lord before doing this. And I actually hate the term get right with the Lord, but it was kind of just fitting for this because like, if you are not in a close relationship with the Lord, like in my opinion, you really don't need to be dating at all because like we date to marry and marriage is the covenant from God, right? And so like if we're not dating through him, then there's not really any reason to do that. But yeah, like focus on your relationship with the Lord, spend time with him daily in your word, in prayer, and then just like ask him if it's the right decision for you to be on online dating or not and be receptive to what the answer is. Be receptive. If he's putting this constant discontent and bad feeling about it in your heart, listen to that. Get off the apps for a while and see if that feeling goes away. You know, it's not all about feelings, but like that in conjunction with prayer and asking the Lord to align your heart and your desires with his desires for you, and he'll make it clear to you.
Oh, absolutely. The next one is be reminded. And these are just some questions you should be asking yourself. You know, why are you dating? What are you looking for? Do you only have a me mentality? What can you do for me? Like all these things will show you if you're dating for the right reasons. And I'm saying these things because I was swapping. I was swiping because I wanted to see how well this man could make me feel special. And it's like, that's not dating at all. Like, whenever you start to intentionally date for marriage, it's not just how this person makes me feel. There is so much more to, like Sid said, that covenant before the Lord. Like you have some big decisions. You want to know how they stand on certain topics and how they're going to want to raise a family or how they take care of you emotionally and spiritually and all of these things. And so I think with online dating, we get in this habit of just swiping for attention or to feel better. And we forget all of the meaningful things that you're actually looking for when it comes to finding your husband. And so, yeah, be reminded, why are you dating right now? Is it to fulfill these emptiness in your heart? Or is it because you feel like you're fitted and ready to be a wife? Because those are two completely different things. And whenever I was on online dating, I was not fit to be a wife. I really wasn't. And by God's grace, he has strengthened me to be a wife in a very short period of time because I had to. I like started asking for those things and he's given those things. So when Sid was saying, get right with the Lord, maybe also add to that prayer, like, Lord, help me start getting fit to be a wife. Show me areas that I need to work on in order to be a wife. And you'll be reminded when you're going into dating apps why you're doing this in the first place. And I do think it will help guard your heart and guard your eyes and guard your spirit to doing things that you wouldn't or you shouldn't be doing in online dating.
So the next tip that we have is just be straightforward in your online dating. You know, whether it's you putting that you're a Christian in your profile or, you know, if you're in ministry or whatever it is, like put that out there for the world to see, because if they're not okay with that, then you don't really need to, I hate to say it like this, but like waste your time with them anyway, because that's not the type of person that you're looking for. If you're a Christian, the Bible tells us we're supposed to be equally yoked. You know, you need to be looking for a Christian as well. So like, just for example, like I remember when I was online dating, I like was pretty much full-time ministry at the time. And I would like, when they would ask me, so what do you do for a living? I was like, well, right now I'm in full-time ministry. And sometimes I wouldn't even get a response after that. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Now I will say this. So my husband wasn't a Christian when we met. However, he knew that I was a Christian. He was completely open to it. And he was like asking me to come to church with me. He had just never been introduced to the Lord before. And literally from like the second weekend that we hung out, we were going to church together. And anyway, he ended up getting saved. And so it was awesome. But I had who I was out there, if that makes sense. Like he knew that I was a Christian. I wasn't hiding that. And I just think that's so important in attracting the right person.
Okay. The next one is be secure. So really, I love this tip because, like I said, I took all the tips for the ones that I wasn't because I was just so dramatic in my dating season. And I hate that I was, but I can't change it. And that's okay. But now God's using that to relate to other women. So, you know, he turns everything for his good and his glory. But don't see every date as like a pass-fail scenario. Because here's my thing, like I'd go on a really good date and I'd be like, oh my goodness, he is the one. He's dreamy. And it's like, do you really get to know someone on the first date? No, like you're just playing that whole 20 questions and you're just like feeling all the feels and it's fun just to spend time with someone. But also don't see it as a fail if it goes wrong, you know, if it doesn't go as you expected. And I think whenever you're going into a date, like just know who you are in Christ, know who you are and what you're looking for, and just go have a good time, get to know who they are, get to see what they love, and don't walk away with these expectations of how you think it needs to be next time or how you thought it would be. And I know that's so much harder said than done, but truly like go into your dates with just an open mind and like, we have a little bit more on that, but just be secure in who you are. You know, God's greater plan is always better than the one that you're trying to control. So if you're continually going into these dates and they're not going well and you're kind of having that dramatic episode every single time, you're now trying to take things into your own hands. And so I definitely encourage you, just be secure in who you are, your attributes, your strengths, and just know that there is someone out there who is going to love you for you, as much as it's hard to like believe that when you've gone on a few not so great dates, but just try to keep that secured foundation in the Lord and just know that it's coming and it will turn around.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Okay. Also, just another super practical tip is be safe. Like, the world is crazy, obviously, and you've got to have so much discernment and just be safe with online dating. Make sure, this is my number one tip, make sure that you have FaceTimed the person beforehand so you don't get catfished, first of all. Second of all, for safety, so you know this is like a real person that you would want to be meeting and yeah, going on a date with. Like, FaceTime them. That is the only way that you can know, like, you can be on the phone with them, you can still get catfished. They can send you some fake picture over Snapchat or whatever, like FaceTime them. Don't feel awkward asking like, hey, before we go on a date, would you mind if we just like hopped on a FaceTime? Like make a joke out of it. Be like, the world is crazy these days and I just want to make sure I'm not being catfished, or I just want to prove to you that I'm not catfishing you, you know, and like make a joke out of it. But I would definitely try to get like on a FaceTime so you can make sure that it is a real person that you want to meet before meeting them. And then when you do meet, make sure that you meet in a really public place. Do not meet someone anywhere that's not public. I can't even think of an example right now. Don't meet them at a park. Don't meet them behind some restaurant. Do not go to their house. For heaven's sake, please do not go to their house if you've never met this person. Jordan's cracking up right now.
Hey, you want to meet up behind this restaurant?
Hey, meet me in this dark alley.
Let's meet at the park where there's no one around behind these two trees. Don't bring your phone.
Not creepy at all. Come alone.
I'm dead. But yes, don't meet at their houses because that's the most generic one.
Right. It's not going to be that obvious. Just, yeah, meet them in a restaurant. Like, I'm not like trying to act like I did all the right things because, y'all, I made so many mistakes in dating before my husband. But like, we literally met at a restaurant inside the restaurant. I didn't even meet him in the parking lot. Like, we both drove there and we met inside the restaurant in a very public square. And I'm not saying that you have to go to this extreme, but, and I tell this all the time, but I brought a friend with me on our date because, like, okay, yes, for safety reasons, but also I hated online dating. Like, I hated dating in general. I always got so nervous and it just made it so much more comfortable, like hanging out in a group instead of just, you know, one-on-one. And so I asked him, I was like, would you mind bringing a friend? And I'll bring a friend, like, just to make things a little bit more comfortable since it's the first time that we're meeting. And he was totally fine with it. So that's always an option as well, if you feel more comfortable doing that.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to say this too, with like meeting people at their houses, because here was my justification. I was like, I want to be picked up. I want to be courted, all these things. I want to be really honest. I had a lot of first time dates where they did come pick me up and it was completely respectful. They dropped me off. It was so kind. But I will say this, I had a guy one time want to walk me to my door. And I was like, that's so kind. He's being so generous, like all these things. By the time I got to my door, y'all, it was an aggressive fight. Not fight physically, but verbally, to get him out of my doorway. He was like, let's go watch a movie. And I was like, no, I'm tired. I have to get up early morning. He's like, no, let's just go watch. Like, and so you just don't know. You just never know. And also now these people know where you live and you don't really know their intentions. And if you make someone mad or a man mad, that could be potential harm. Like, again, he now knows where you live. And that obviously sounds so obvious, but it's not, especially to some girls who think that a gentleman should pick you up and pay for everything and then take you home. And like, it sounds like that's what they should do, but that is not until you trust them and you actually know their character and all the other things. So just want to throw that out there, that even on one of my first dates where I was actually being very intentional, respectful, didn't even hold hands, y'all. Like, it was like, I did not expect him to think that he was coming inside my house. But in his head, he was like, I did everything right. Now I should be welcomed in. And there are men out there like that. So just protect yourself. Be safe, for sure. The next one is be open. So this was kind of I was going into this when I was talking about being secure, but this is a little different. Being open is more of, you know, don't assume this person needs to be who you need them to be right away. It doesn't matter, you know, where you meet or, you know, how you meet or, you know, all these things, because sometimes we do, like Sid said, like, you think you're going to meet them in church. Well, sometimes you don't, and you meet them at work, or sometimes you meet them at a grocery store. Sometimes you meet them through a friend. You know, it doesn't matter how you meet. It's about who you're meeting with. But I do want to kind of add this in, is get to know the person without judgment. Get to know their heart. Y'all, I talk about this with Corey all the time. I had so many assumptions of who I thought my husband would look like, how he would be, how he should act, all these things. And honestly, it caused a lot of issues in my relationship with Corey in the very beginning, because he was like, you're trying to make me someone I'm not. And I'm like, you're so right. And that is where we get in trouble with dating, is that we see people on profiles and we're like, oh yeah, I am profiling them. They're exactly who I think they are. And then you get with them in person and you start assuming that they're already that without them proving who they are. So go into these dates, be very open, allow them to speak their mind. Don't try and tell your side of the story first, so that they'll just agree with it. Ask them open-ended questions. Ask them very bluntly what they feel or how they think or what their passions are. And don't try to get you guys to mesh or be on the same page if you're just naturally aren't, because that's okay too. I can't tell you how many times I would be sitting with someone and they'd say like, oh yeah, I love going to football games or something, and I like to do that on the weekends. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, that sounds so fun. Like, y'all, I mean, I like football, but I don't want to go to a football game every single weekend as a date night, you know? But I was so desperate to find someone that I could do things with. I just started acting like I would like those things too. And that is a just equation for disaster. Like, you're literally going to have problems later on. So be open, but also don't be desperate to just make someone mesh with you, because it's not going to work out in the end. So get to know them without judgment. Allow them to speak their opinions, their passions, things like that, and allow that just to be a note-taking almost session where you're just genuinely getting to know them and who they are.
Yeah. And so that actually takes us into one of our last tips. We've got two more for you, and it's be transparent, meaning be transparent with someone close to you, a trusted friend or mentor, or your mom or sister, whoever, someone that you can trust, because you need to let someone know, especially with online dating, with how kind of secretive it can be because it's done through your phone. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you need to let a trusted person know what's going on, that you're going out with someone, for safety purposes, number one, even though you're going to take proper safety precautions as well, but like for safety purposes, but also just so like, we need people speaking into our lives.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Like, there have been so many countless times in my life when I've thought that I'm so on the right track with something, and a trusted friend or Jordan or, you know, a trusted mentor will be like, hey, I think that like, it's really on my heart to tell you what I see in this, you know, because especially like when we're wanting something to work out, you may not necessarily see a red flag. You may not necessarily see something that may not even be an awful thing, but someone else that you trust can see it because they're not as emotionally involved as you. And so it's just really important to have, even if it's just one person that you can be transparent and open with, and seriously, just tell them the truth about everything that's going on with it, and let the Lord speak through that person into your life. In Proverbs, it tells us, Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. And so I just think that's super applicable to, you know, what I was just talking about, because we've got to, if we want to date well and have it succeed and turn into a successful, prosperous marriage, we've got to have those godly, wise people speaking into our life.
For sure. That's so good. I did not do any of that in my dating. I did that with Corey. I went and got advice from a lot of people, but never before that. Okay. Very last one is be aware of red flags. And I actually have 2 points on this that kind of contradict itself, but I do want to go into this because obviously, if you guys listen to my testimony, you will have discernments on a man, even maybe before they even get into your vicinity, where you're like, something ain't right. Trust those instincts. Just trust them. Even if you don't understand, get out of the date if you have any icky feeling in your gut, even if it's making up a lie and saying, I am so sorry, something came up, I have to go right now. Don't feel like you owe someone anything if you have something that is not well within you. I feel confident in saying that. And then you can always text them later. You know, you can just say, hey, so sorry, this is not working out for me. I thought I was ready, but I'm not. I really wish you the best. I'm so sorry I left you hanging. Like, you can still be kind after the fact. But I do think as women, sometimes we feel like these people go over and beyond, or the men that we're dating, we're like, I've been talking to them for 2 weeks. I feel so bad that, you know, they paid for my dinner. We feel like we owe somebody something. And then we end up getting ourselves hurt, either emotionally, physically, you know, all the things. And so just trust your gut with these red flags, but also just be aware of them. Like, if you start hearing things that they're saying that you already know doesn't align with you, and this is kind of why I said have discernment in this, because I do not think we're looking for perfect people. You never will. And I want to be fully transparent in this. Like, I used to automatically write someone off if they had kids. And for me in that time, I realized that I didn't even ask God if that was something that I should be writing off or not. You know, if that was something that I would be capable of doing, like, could I be a stepmom someday? Or would I be, do I have the qualifications for that? I mean, I honestly feel like that's a loaded question. Do we have qualifications for anything? But God qualifies us for sure. But I just want to bring a point to this, that some things that you might be seeing as red flags are things that are going to bring something out in you. And me and Corey talk about this all the time, that there are things that I would have never written down that he has as his character traits, because it conflicted with what I wanted, because I wanted someone who matched my attributes. But I want to kind of rip off this band-aid really quick, that your spouse is not just going to perfectly mesh with you. They are going to make you a better person. They are going to call out your flaws. They are going to show you
new areas of your life that you think that you just have it all together. And that's actually one of my favorite traits in my relationship, is that I have someone who will make me a better person and vice versa. And so I just want to kind of show you that red flags. First, you need to know what those red flags are for you. Like, red flags being, are they rude? Are they aggressive? Are they, do they talk down on you? Like, those are not good red flags. But just because someone doesn't think exactly the way you do does not mean that they're necessarily red flags. And so just kind of go into that really prepared on what you feel are red flags when it comes to what you're looking for in your husband. But just remember, you're not looking for a perfect person. You're looking for if that person is willing to grow. Are they wanting to be a better person? Are they wanting to be more humble or more wise, or, you know the Lord more, or on their own, you know, things like that? Because you can never change a person. They're going to, if they want to, they will, and they're going to do it on their own, whether you're there to encourage or not. And so that's my best tip, is just, one, know the red flags that you're looking for, but also be able to look into character and see, I'm not looking for a perfect character, but someone who's wanting to just be a better person in general. Hopefully that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I love that you mentioned, like, just because they don't agree with you on everything doesn't mean that that's a red flag. Because yes. There are so many times that John doesn't agree with me on things when I'm, even if I'm like venting about something, this is just me being really honest. And he'll be like, actually, you're wrong, pretty much.
Yeah.
He doesn't say like that, but like, he tells me the truth. And I'm like, just be on my side, okay? Like, just be mad with me for a second or whatever. He's like, no, because you actually need to see it in this light instead. And it stings.
Yeah.
You know, but God uses people in our life, especially our spouse or your future spouse, to grow you and change you for the better.
Well, you know, it's interesting because on my paper that I wrote down, like, you know, and I'm sure every girl's done this. You write out like who you want your future husband to be, you know, and what kind of attributes they have. I wrote down highly sensitive to my emotions. And the reason being is because I wanted someone to embrace my overly emotional side. Well, Corey's a very emotional man. So God did fulfill that. Like, this boy watches This Is Us with me, and we got tissues in the middle of us. Like, and I love that. Like, love that about him. Honestly, I'm like attracted to that. Like, it's great. But what I want to add to this is that I actually wrote that down thinking more of like, I wanted this person to be supportive of my emotional side. And though Corey is, I do want you guys to know that Corey actually brought out a side of me that I get emotional when not needed. So therefore, my emotions aren't actually validated when I'm truly emotional about something, because I overuse it. And I abuse it sometimes. And that is because of certain things that have happened in my childhood and not being able to express emotions. And we worked through that in therapy. But the reason all to say that is that I used to write off guys if they were too hardened to my emotional side. If they made me feel like I was being dramatic, I wrote them off. But what really happened was that, though, whenever I opened my heart to what Corey was saying, I realized, I'm like, I am being dramatic in some ways, and I had to really work on that. And so I just say that not to like make you ladies feel like you need to start changing yourself, but this is where you really do ask the Lord for discernment. And when Corey tells me something, I know that when Corey has told me something, he's already prayed about it. He's already been praying about it. So it doesn't hurt my feelings, because I'm like, dang, that came from God. I hear you, you know, I see you. But like, just know, ladies, that not everything someone tells you is an attack at you. And so it's just like, yeah, when you're online dating, it's so hard. It's like you're trying to figure out if you even know this person or not. And that's why it takes time, which is why when you're online dating, get to know someone first. Really, at the end of the day, you're going to see all the red flags over time. You're not going to see them all on the first date. So don't go on the first date and be like, perfect, everything went great, no red flags, and just think that it's going to be fine and dandy from here on that, like here on out. Just keep dating them. Keep asking those questions. Keep asking the Lord for discernment. And I wanted to add this one last thing, because I did take note of it. You said you prayed to God for red flags. And it's so funny, because I did too. And I thought the red flags would make me run away. But then whenever the red flags were present and we were both so willing to work through them, that's how I knew he was the one. And so sometimes red flags aren't meant to also make you run. It's going to show you if they're willing. If a man is willing to fight for you, he will. And he will do everything in his power to make you feel secure and know that he wants to be with you. You know, he's going to do those things. And so I think sometimes even red flags when we're praying for those, it's also going to show you how willing this man is and how much he does like you. And if you're, like you said, if you're having to question that, he's not it. He's not it for you if you're having to question everything. So got off on a little tangent on that, yeah. But I definitely think red flags is a hard topic just because you have to have discernment in your heart of like what you feel is a red flag and what isn't for you.
No, I completely agree with every word, every bit of that. Okay. We've already mentioned several scriptures today, but we do have a couple that we want to go ahead and point out as well. And one being Matthew 7:15, and it just says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. And so basically like the way that that would apply to dating, you know, whether it's online dating, any type of dating, is there are going to be guys that seem like great guys on the outside. They look great. They have it all put together. They are successful. They, you know, whatever you think looks good on the outside, but then they are hiding some things that you're going to really have to pray for discernment to see those things. And so just be wise, beware, be open to the red flags, you know, be straightforward, be right with the Lord, all these things that we just talked about. And you'll see that, the Lord will give you the discernment to see it.
Well, and y'all be wise in that, because like you'll have men who have Christian on their profile. You'll have men who say they go to church, but the minute that you guys are alone together, he's trying to get you to do things that you don't want to do, or he's just trying to test the waters and see how far he can go, you know? And if you're allowing that, then also just remember that this pertains to you too. You know, are you saying you're a Christian and that you want to follow the way that God leads relationships, but yet you're teasing and you're, tempting. And like I said, there's no shame in this because I was this girl, but just know that just try to align as much as you can with the Lord and also find men who are also doing the same. All marriage really is two people who love the Lord wanting to grow the kingdom together and being able to match those wants and passions. And you guys can be complete opposites in all these things, but you really should have Lord as your foundation always, always, always. And so, yeah, be aware of the false prophets who will say all the right things and do all the right things, but if their actions don't align, red flag, red flag.
Yep. 100%.
Yes. And then the last verse is pretty much like kind of what we were just saying. Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And same thing. And this is so easy to do on social or through online dating. When you're just swiping, you don't know their character. You don't know how they treat people. So online dating really is setting you up to look at someone's beauty, charm, what you find attractive, and just say yes, no. And that can be a really not so nice place to live in your heart, because you're just like basically judging someone off the way they look. But it is still a good tool for you to say, okay, yeah, I do have an attraction to this person. Maybe their bio stood out to you with what they're talking about, their interest, all the things. But just know that charm can still be deceitful. Their beauty can still be vain and deceitful as well. And so just know that at the end of the day, you staying close to the Lord is what's going to guide you into a godly relationship and someone who is right for you and does right by you. Okay, awesome. So that is going to lead us into our soul assignment. We're going to wrap this up. We hope that these tips really helped you. And basically what we want you to do is just go back through those tips that we went through, which was be right with the Lord, be reminded, be straightforward, be secure, be safe, be open, be transparent, and be aware of those red flags, and just ask yourself where you're struggling in those. See where you could implement better practices behind online dating, and just write those out and start praying about where you want to grow and how you want to get better in doing these, so that if you are wanting to online date, that you can do it better and that you can still do it in a godly way where God really can lead you to your husband if that's what you're looking for right now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we hope that you join us next week, and I will pray us out. Yes. Lord, I lift up the woman who is listening to this podcast. I pray that you will help her to be smart in her online dating. And if you don't want her on online dating, just show her that, Lord. I pray that you lead her to the man that you have for her in the right timing, and that she will be safe and wise and open to any red flags that you may be trying to show her. And yeah, just be with her in her dating experience, and remove any nerves, help her to have fun and to actually enjoy the season of her life, because it does go by so quickly. Before she knows it, she will probably be getting married and all the things. And so yeah, just help her to enjoy it and to live in the moment and to have fun with it. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for this podcast and the opportunity to talk about you and your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening in this week. Just for hanging out with us, we want to give you a free gift. Go to withinhersoul.co/freebie to grab your free quiet time template. This will be your guide during your alone time with Jesus. You'll journal your highs and lows, record your prayers, and you'll be able to express how you feel the Lord is speaking to you every time you spend time with Him. It's extremely helpful if you're needing some guidance on how to find a quiet time routine that works for you. And before you go, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't ever miss a new episode. You can also catch us at withinhersoul.co on Insta. We'd love for you to message us and let us know how we can pray for you. This is the Within Her Soul podcast. We can't wait to chat with you next week. See you then.